Today's Patmos Report is entitled Regurgitation or Revelation. The other day, I was out in a man cave and had the Christian radio station on with a popular preacher who was doing an exposé on the book of Revelation. As it happened, he was in the same place of revelation as I was in my personal study and was talking about the letter the Lord had written to the church at Smyrna in chapter 2, where it says, and I quote, "I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan." Unquote. Well, that sounds a bit peculiar and creepy to me. The Jews were going around saying they were the Jews and were not Jews. And the Lord says they were really members of the synagogue of Satan. Well, if I heard that for the first time, I'd sure like to know what it meant. How about you? However, this radio preacher didn't touch on it. What he did touch on was the ancient historical information about the city of Smyrna, its culture, and things you could find in a secular book. He was regurgitating some facts he had read. And so, I thought I'd better do a video on the revelation I got on the subject myself and leave it up to you if it's from the Lord or not. First of all, anyone can say they are a Jew, but a genuine Jew will acknowledge their King, who is the King of the Jews, Jesus Christ of the tribe of Judah, from which the word Jews come from. And remember, Pilate the governor had Jesus' legal royal title publicly nailed to his cross of crucifixion, and it said, "The King of the Jews," to spite Jesus' enemies who claimed he was an impostor and a deceiver. Pilate knew the lineage of Jesus because it was recorded at the temple, like everyone's lineage who was a Jew at the time. Not only were the lineages there, but also the birth records indicating what city they were born in. As you can figure out, certain people could go down to the temple and retrieve the information of which Matthew and Luke would be the recipients of at some time and entered it into their gospel accounts. But Pilate already had the information one way or another. Having a crafty spy agency at his disposal, as rulers do today, and he knew Jesus was the legal and rightful heir to the throne of Israel. Also, keep in mind, Jesus' lineage is the only one to survive to this day after all the records were destroyed in the temple by Tiberius, the Roman general, in 70 AD, and no one else has been able to document they are a Jew for 2,000 years, at least, honestly. So, continuing my radio story about the preacher, I was out in the man cave a week later, and sure enough, he was in Revelation chapter 3 this time, and talking about the church at Philadelphia, which had some of the same type of language as mentioned in Smyrna. Starting there in verse 9, the Lord states, quote, "Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee." Unquote. Once again, the radio preacher did not address the elephant in the room, but it seems to me anyone with a modicum of curiosity, would be mightily interested in what the synagogue of Satan was all about. But in his case, all he did again was to regurgitate some secular and maybe Christian history about the place, but no revelation about the revelation. What I also think is interesting is the Lord said, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. This, he said, talking to the believers. You might ask, these Jews who say they are Jews and are not, are they going to worship us, the Christians, on Judgment Day? No, but we will be standing with the Lord at their judgment, and they will be bowing before the Lord Jesus Christ and wishing they were saved like us while we are standing with him. My friend, I'll ask you this question today. Who do you take a stand with? With the Lord Jesus Christ or somebody else? Because if you're not standing with the Lord Jesus Christ, you are standing with the Jews who say they are Jews but do lie, like the blasphemous devil's boys. So, if you want to know any more about eternal life, and don't want to be standing on the wrong side of eternity by regurgitation on revelation, read your Bible. The truth is in there, or the truth you're trying to avoid. Maranatha, the Lord has come and is coming again. Look up or look out.